I think we got cut off, huh? What I was saying, Julian, is your past due amount is only $149. So if you want to pay that and cancel, I can absolutely do it for you. But I will tell you this, because of the hundreds of hours of programming it takes to get a business on the first page, of course, most people see activity within their first month, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So you're right on the cusp of where it's going to explode and start working very well for your business.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, I honestly don't have the finances for it. So I just wait until I'm in a better position and I can reach back out to you all and probably do something then. I just thought that I'm starting out. Let me kind of push it as much as I can, and or maybe I push it a little too much, and I'm so far in debt right now, it's crazy.
Okay. So when would the $149 be available, you think?
I'm hoping I could have it on Monday or Tuesday. I probably won't be able to do it by Friday. It's too short for me. But I have a couple of jobs lined up. But by the time
okay.
I see the payout on it won't be till at least Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. So there is one more option I kind of hesitate to mention unless this is a last resort, but what we could do is cancel the program and have you just keep your website, and that's $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So have you seen the site that we built for you, expedited-enterprises.pro?
Yes, I have. And,
yeah.
It's okay. I do try to advertise it,
mm-hmm.
but in the end, honestly, right now, what I'm just trying to do is I'm trying to get up there and I'm trying to reach out to local businesses on my own, trying to get work through other businesses rather than because nobody's gonna put food in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I don't go out there and get it, nobody's gonna bring it to me.
Right,
so I just have to go out there and figure it out, you know, on my own. I can't rely on Tina. Tina has her own family to worry about, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or for that matter, anybody, you know? So I just have to figure it out how to do it on my own. And
right.
If I feel like I can benefit from your services at a later point, then I'm always open to that. But right now, I don't feel like I can even afford to. I mean, I would love to continue to work with y'all, but I can't afford it. That's the truth of it.
Right. And that's why I'm trying to help you out, because rather than paying $149 on next Monday or Tuesday, maybe, you know, I can get an override and you just pay $29 right now, and then we can get the program canceled for you right after if that's what you like. Or you may see the value, since you're out there knocking on doors and finding your own work, you might see the value in keeping the site. And here's why. I had a client call me a couple months ago, and he said, can you help me open up the lead that's coming through my site? I can't open it. And I told him, okay. And I went into his site, and it was somebody that was trying to hire him. It said, you know, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. He was a remodeler, and he said that's the strangest thing, because that lead did not come to me through Google. He was working with a lead service. So he's like, I remember going out there and bidding on that job, and that was through a lead service. And I told him, well, guess what happened? After he bid on the job, they did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a nice website and credible things being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So, you know, you might, you know, see the value in, you know, once you, you know, keep the site to keep it going, especially, you know, if you're knocking on doors and putting out flyers and trying to get your own work, eventually somebody's going to look you up. And, you know, if they don't see anything out there, that might affect your conversion.
So what do you suggest?
I suggest if you are funds are really tight right now and you know, you're stretched thin, rather than doing 149 on Monday or Tuesday, I would just suggest keeping the website for now. And then, you know, we can put you into that $29 package. And then, you know, maybe down the road, if you have more money and you want to reinstate the rest of the program, you can. But that way, at least it will settle this past due balance and it would be a more affordable option for you.
I'm average. I don't even have the $29 right now. That's how tight I am right now. I'm like, but you think I could do that on Monday, Tuesday?
Okay. So I'll make a note that we talked, and then I will put it in here that you'll take care of that on Monday or Tuesday. So you can call me when you're ready, and we'll try to get that taken care of for you, okay?
If I can get it before then I'll reach back out to you with this number.
Yeah, if you call in and ask for Tina like you just did, that goes to the call center and they can reach me. Or you can just put in extension 777 and that will ring directly to my desk. But in that case, you'd have to call the customer support number, which is that number I sent you on the text, the 877 number. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
So either way, you go to reach
me. I mean, like I said, I would love to continue to use your services. I can't support it. You know, I'm so much in a bind right now. There's no Christmas this year. that's how it is. But I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's just I got to work through it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate your consultation. I appreciate you giving me the best advice that you can and working with me. It means a great deal, and for that, I want to continue to work with y'all.
Yeah, and talking about, you know, you said there's going to be no Christmas this year for you. I have a neighborhood Facebook group that I belong to, and some lady went on there, and she said, you know, things are really tight. My car broke down and I was using it to do DoorDash. So now I have no job and I have no car and I want to at least get a Christmas tree so that my son can enjoy, you know, and have a nice Christmas. And people in the neighborhood donated a Christmas tree for her and a bunch of ornaments and gifts for her son. So I don't know if you have, you know, I'm sure San Antonio, there's like a Facebook group. Maybe you could just put it out there that, you know, things are tight this year. There's no Christmas for me. And maybe, you know, people would pull together for you too, like they did here in this neighborhood, you know. I thought it was very sweet.
That is awesome, you know. And I do see posts like that because I'm on next door. I'm on Facebook. I'm on
a bunch of
and I see stuff like that. However, even though I don't feel like I have the funds to go out and get everybody gifts and stuff like that, I'm grateful for what I have and where I'm at, you know. And,
yep.
You know, I know there's people that really could use the help, really, really could use the help. I've been without many times. Like, I could tell you my life story, and I've been down and out, you know, so it's not the first time. But I guess something, maybe more it's a manly thing that I feel like I'm okay. I'll be all right. But, man, no, honestly, I've been through the trenches, and I feel like I'm grateful for where I'm at today.
Right.
And I'm not gonna let it affect me. We have what do they call it, the artificial tree, you know, we have old decorations from previous years, you know, so, you know, we have stuff, and the you know, the Christmas season is about giving rather than receiving, and
right.
It's just like, hey, I'm we're here as a family, we're here as whatever, and ultimately that's what matters, and that's what counts, you know, but you know, yeah, you know, I know there's people out there that would help, but I feel like there's more people deserving. People, I don't have any small kids, so that's not a factor for me.
Yeah, yeah, because I think this lady, she said her son was like 9 or 10, and she's like, it's okay if I don't have any presents, I just want to at least get a tree, and, you know, people pulled together for her. But yeah, you know what, you're right. You know, I told one of my daughters, because she's in a situation this year where her funds are really tight, I told her, look, your brother and your sisters, I don't think they even want a bunch of gifts from you. They just want to spend time with you and, you know, have everybody get along and, you know, and play with the kid, you know. What's better, to have a gift and then everybody is kind of like on bad terms with each other, or to not get a gift and everyone's on good terms with each other, you know? So, yeah, it's like you said, it's definitely not all about the gifts, for sure, you know.
Yeah, and if I had small kids, it probably would be something different. I don't have that, so it's not like a big thing, you know. Like I said, ultimately, hey, we're in good health. We're here with our loved ones, and that's what matters. Like I said, you know, the Christian spirit is about giving. Sometimes it's not even about giving to your loved one, but to strangers. You know, mm-hmm. people that you don't know, people that you see and I have, you know, in life you learn that there's always somebody in a worse position. Somebody who wishes they could be where you're at, knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to look at it, a good perspective. But okay, well, I'll put a note in here to follow up with you on Monday or Tuesday in case I don't hear from you. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you'll probably even call me before then.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And
I appreciate you too, Julian. It's always nice talking to you, and then I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Have a great day.